long and forever. And I just had chills run down my spine. Well, I tell you, hey man, it's good to know that our friends and loved ones that's died and gone on and left this walk of life, hey man, they don't have any problems or struggles anymore. Amen. And wouldn't that be something to actually get a letter from heaven from one of your family or friends and tell you just how good it is? Amen. Church, we're saved today. One day we'll get to know personally how that is. Amen. We'll get to know how heaven really is and what all it entails. The little bit that we read in the Scripture has does no justice, I'm sure, what heaven is really going to be like. But we know if we have friends and family that's saved in the Lord and that Lord, we lay to rest in the Lord, amen, one day we'll see Him again. Amen. That's good to know as Christians today. I thank the Lord for making a way for us to be back today. And we didn't know for sure how long we was going to be out. The doctor said for April to give her 3 weeks to get back on her feet. But April don't like to listen to people. I mean, that's just the way it is. And she got back quicker than we thought she would. And here we are. Amen. But you know, I prayed to God when we had Malachi came to this world. I said, Lord, not only help me be a good father or be a good dad to this kid, help me raise him right and treat him right and teach him right. Amen. And raise them the right way. And God reminded me of Scripture and His Bible that tells me if we train them up in the right way, they'll never depart from it. Amen. And I prayed for the health of my wife. I said, Lord, if it be your will, amen, to get her back where she needs to be in your time, not ours. Amen. Do just that. And here we are. Amen. In 2 weeks, God works. Amen. And it may not be tomorrow. It may not be next year. But amen. In His time, amen, your prayers will be answered. Amen. But I believe I have a message for somebody here. It's been on my heart for 2 weeks now, and I believe it's for somebody. Amen. And I just pray that you bear with me a little while and open your minds and your hearts to God's Word. And I pray that the Lord will use this and touch somebody's heart. And they may be going through something today. I don't know. Church, we don't go home with each other when we leave here. We go live different lives. We go see different families. We go work different jobs. Amen. We don't go with each other, but God goes with us. Amen. Amen. He knows what we need. He knows what's in our hearts. Amen. And He knows what we're going through. And I thank the Lord for that. And if you want to open up your Bible to the book of 1 Timothy, and 1 Timothy, we're going to do chapter, see if I can find it here, chapter 6. We're going to start from verse 6. Amen. I'll give you time to get there, and we'll get to reading here in a second. You know, I got to thinking about, I like watching sports and at home on my free time when I ain't got nothing else to do. Watch sports. And one thing I realized and I watched with these players, and they make millions and millions of dollars, amen, and still not happy. Amen. You know that? Sometimes you sit there and watch how a baseball player will be offered $220 million. Amen. $220 million to play a game. Amen. And $220 million is not good enough for them. They're not happy. They got to have more. They're not content. Amen. Church, there's sometimes this life. Amen. And God gives us the world. Amen. Gives us everything we need. And us Christians are stubborn sometimes, and we're just not content. Amen. Church, I tell you today, and I don't know why the Lord's put me in this direction, but I believe God's trying to tell us, amen, to be happy with what you got. Amen. Be happy where you're at. Amen. I brought you this far. Amen. Don't complain about how far I brought you. Amen. Praise God. Look at 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 6. Amen. Listen to this. Follow along. Amen. And I pray to be a blessing to you. The Bible says, but godliness with contentment is great gain. For we brought nothing to this world, and it's certain we will carry nothing out. Having food and raiment, let us be there with content. But they that will be rich fall into temptation and a snare, and into many foolish and hurtful lusts, which drown men in destruction and perdition. For the love of money is the root of all evil, which while some coveted after, they have erred in their faith, and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. But thou, O man of God, flee those things and follow after righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, and meekness. Fight the good fight of faith, lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art also called and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses. I give thee charge in the sight of God, who quickeneth all things, and before Christ Jesus, who before Pontius Pilate witnessed a good confession, that thou keep this commandment without spot, unrebukable, until the appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ. And which in His times He shall show who is the blessed and only hope, the King of kings, the Lord of lords, and who only hath immortality, dwelling in the light, which no man can approach unto, whom no man has seen nor can see, to whom be honor and power everlasting. Amen. I'm going to stop right there for a second, church, and I get into the word contentment, amen, and I think about what does being content mean? What is the proper definition of the word content? And I believe the only way you can put it is to be happy with something. Settle, amen, with what you have. Amen, in church, and I get to thinking about this world. We got people out of this world today that's chasing everything they can get a hold of, trying to lay hands on everything this world has to offer, and never happy with what you have. The Bible says, and one of the commandments says, thou shalt not covet, amen. Don't covet after your brother or neighbor's things. Don't want more than what God's already given you, amen. I'm guilty sometimes in church. Before I've got my truck, my wife would always hear me whine. I drive by a dealership and I'd see a truck. Boy, I'd love to have that truck. Amen. Boy, I would love to have this. Boy, I'd love to have that. God tells you, say, Caleb, I got your running vehicle. I put gas in the tank for you. It runs fine. Be happy with what you have. Be content, amen, with what you have, church. Today, I'm telling you, as Christians today, in our faith and our walk with Christ, we need to be content with what God gives us. Amen. And work what we have. Amen. And eventually, God will give us more. Amen. Ain't that right today? Amen. It talks about, and I'm going to kind of change the gears a little bit. The book of James, chapter 4. Chapter 4, it talks about drawing nigh to God. Amen. I believe when we get to a point in our relationship with God, sometimes we settle on how close we are with the Lord. Sometimes, well, Caleb, I'm just as close as I can possibly get. I don't want to get any closer. I don't want no more responsibilities. Yeah. I'm afraid if I ask God to draw closer, He's just going to call me to do another job. And let me tell you something, church. Yeah. I believe today, if God calls us to do something, we need to do just that. Amen. Yeah. We need to get as close to God as we can possibly get. We need to chase after everything that He throws our way. Because Christ abides in us. Amen. Yeah. The Bible says we should abide in Christ. Yeah. Amen. And church, I'm telling you, I don't see settling as a Christian. Settling for what God's given us. I want more of God. I want more than what He has to give me. Amen. And church, I want all that God can give. Amen. Boy, a lot of people get settled. Amen. Today.
Yeah.
Amen. They're happy in what they have, and they don't want nothing else. They say, Lord, I'm good where I'm at. Don't give me anything else. I'm happy. The book of James, chapter 4, verse 8 says, draw nigh to God, and He will draw nigh to you.
Yeah, yeah.
Cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your hearts, ye double-minded. Be afflicted and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning, and your joy to heaviness. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and He shall lift you up. Speak not evil of one another, brethren. He speaketh evil of his brother, and judges his brother, speaketh evil of the law, and judgeth the law. Yeah. But if thou judge the law, thou art not a doer of the law, but a judge.
Yeah.
There is one lawgiver who is able to save and destroy. Who art thou that judgest another? Amen. There's only one man in charge today. Did you know that? There's only one man and one maker of laws today. Amen. We make laws every day in the House of Representatives, and it goes on and on and on. They make laws every day, but there's only true one lawmaker in this life. Amen.
Yeah.
Laws we need to live by, and that's the Word of God. The Scripture and the roadmap to heaven, amen, that we need to follow. And we need to draw nigh to God by His Word. Amen. I love the Lord this morning. I'm content in the worldly things that He's given me. I'm content with the house that I have. I'm content with the running vehicle that I have. I'm content with the food that I eat. But you know what? I can't get enough of God. Amen. I want to always get closer. I want to always draw near. Lord, if there's something that you can do with me, if there's something more that I can do for you, throw it my direction. Amen. I want all. I don't want to be content in my walk with God. Amen. I got a little bit more scripture over here. Praise the Lord. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 5. Yeah. Amen. The Bible says in chapter 13, verse 5, it says, let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as you have. For He has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Yeah. Amen. I believe the Bible also tells us He'd never leave us begging bread. Amen.
Yeah.
Church, I remember in the story of the Bible where it talks about these group of people come together and they had a few fish and loaves of bread, and Jesus went and blessed His bread.
Yeah.
Amen. And they fed all these thousands of people. Amen. They took up fragments. They took up leftovers. Amen.
Yeah.
God was more than enough for the people today.
Yeah.
Amen. God's more than enough for us. Amen. We don't need to be content, amen, in our spiritual walk with God, but draw closer. Amen. But when it comes to this walk of life and all the things we have in it, amen, you can build up the biggest bank account. Hey, you can put millions and millions and millions of dollars in there all you want to. Hey, man, but at the end of the day, when the Lord calls your number, brother, hey, you ain't taking the pain with you. Hey, man, but all you can take is how you live. Hey, the life that you live for Christ is the only thing that you'll leave with. Hey, amen. I remember a story. It's kind of a joke, if you will, about a woman and a man. Hey, man, they fought all the time. And the husband died, but in his will he said, I want to be buried with every bit of money that I got. Every bit of money that I made in this life and all the bank accounts that I got. I want to take my money with me. And the wife said, okay, I'll grant that will. Amen. So she wrote a check and put it in the casket. Amen. Hey, man, that's a check. You'll never get to cash. Amen. That money that she wrote and put in that casket will never see it. The gates of heaven. Amen. You can't take $1 million through the gates. You can't pay Jesus when you get there. Right. Amen. But your life that you live today, amen, your life is your ticket in there. Yeah. Amen. We don't need to be content today in our walk with Christ. Amen. But draw closer to God. Yeah. Our conversation be of God. Amen. And our mind stayed on God. Amen. Amen, church. Boy, I hear a lot of stuff. Amen. A lot of garbage. Amen. In this world. Amen. I talked to some guys. Amen. That I work with, and I try not to be around a lot of mess, but sometimes you get times where you have to be. Amen. And people think heaven is some joke. Yeah. Amen. I heard one guy say the other day, hey, boy, when I get there, I'm going to have a beer at the gates of heaven. Amen. Amen. Church, let me tell you something. Yeah. Amen. That devil, I'm sure, would love to try to get in there and destroy it. Yeah. Amen. But the Bible says sin won't enter the gates of heaven. Yeah. And neither will a beer can, brother. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. God has brought us in there. And His holiness in our walk with Him. Amen. As God has in there, sin will not enter. Yeah. Amen. People can make jokes about heaven all they want to. They can make jokes about hell all they want to. Amen. But at the end of the day, it's a real place. Amen. At the end of the day, hell is hot as it is yesterday, today. Amen. It's only going to get hotter. And there's people down there today, amen, that wish they had another opportunity, another way, another life that they could live to straighten up. Amen. The story talks about the rich man.
Yeah.
Amen. The rich man wished he could just get a drop of water.
Yeah.
Amen. To cool his tongue off. Yeah. Because it's so bad, he said, send Lazarus. Amen. And tell all of my family that they don't need to be here. Yeah. It's a horrible place. Tell them to get out of here. Amen. But it's too late. Yeah. We got to make that decision for ourselves. Yeah. Amen. We hear the word preached. And we hear the song sung. And we hear the Sunday school lesson given.
Yeah.
Amen. You're hearing the word.
Amen.
You're hearing God's invitation.
Yeah.
Amen. You're hearing the offer. Amen. That He's got for you today. Amen. An offer. Amen. That can't be beat by anything else. How these sports athletes can sit there at a negotiation table. Amen. And they can try to talk up more money all they want to. Amen. But Christ gave them an offer a long time ago. Amen. On Mount Calvary when He nailed His arms and His hands to the cross. Amen. That was the offer. Amen. That can never be beat. Amen. Offer of salvation. An offer to get into heaven one day by the blood of Christ. Amen. I don't want to be content in my walk with God. Amen. I want to know that I can do more. Amen. I want to know that if God called me, amen, to do something else, then I'm more willing to do it. Amen. I don't want to fight the Lord tooth and nail on something He wants me to do. Amen. Because there's souls at stake today, church. There's people out there today that's lost and undone. And we as a church need to get together. Amen. In one mind and one accord. And hit the streets blazing. Amen. And bringing the lost into Christ. Amen. We are His church today. It ain't the building. It's us today. We need to get the word for His kingdom today. The Bible says we're building up the kingdom today. Amen. Ain't that the truth? Amen. We're the church and there's many members in the church. Amen. There's many body parts that have functions. Amen. Amen. The arms have got a job. The legs have got a job. The eyes have got, everything's got a job to do. Amen. We need to draw nigh to Christ. Amen. And draw nigh to Him and He'll draw nigh to us. Abide in Christ and He will abide in you.
Amen.
Church, Christ ain't got nothing to do with sin today.
Yeah.
Amen. Christ don't have nothing. He don't want to abide in sin. Amen. He wants to make sure when He goes into your house, amen, that your house is cleaned up. Amen. I remember a skit that was done a long time ago when I helped a youth group at a different church. Amen. It's talking about Jesus coming and knocking on one of these guys' front door. And he was expecting to go out and party one night, Brother Jerry. Amen. He opened his door thinking it was his friends. It was Jesus standing at the door. He said, I need to come in. Can I come in for just a minute? He said, yeah. 1 second, he shuts the door. He goes back in his house and starts picking up and cleaning up and making sure everything was everything. Amen. He wants to clean up that junk.
Yeah.
Amen. Praise God. He wants to clean up the house.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen. He wants to do some cleanup. Amen. Our house sometimes gets dirty and I sweep the floors. It seems like dust comes back 5 minutes later.
Yeah.
Amen. But you got to do a real good cleaning to make it look good. Amen. Jesus, when He saves you, does a real good cleaning to make it look good. Amen. But we also got to live it to make it look good every day. Amen. Don't be content in your spiritual walk with Christ today. Amen. But follow Him. Amen. Draw closer as you can possibly get. Amen. Draw nigh unto me and I will draw nigh unto you. Amen. Forget the worldly things. Amen. And forget the money. The Bible says the love of money is the root of all evil. Amen. Church, He didn't say, go outside and buy a lottery ticket. Amen. I know men and women that will go broke trying to buy lottery tickets. Amen. Think they can win $1 million. Amen. They'll give up everything their house for. That's the love of money. Amen. I worked at a gas station when the lottery tickets first came to Tennessee. Hey man, a man would come in every Friday afternoon on clockwork, and he'd drop $500 on scratch-offs. Hey man, just sit there for 3 or 4 hours scratching tickets, hoping to win that big money. Hey man, but that big money didn't come. Hey man, he lost more and more every week. Hey man, but church, let me tell you something. Hey man, if we're lost and undone without God, hey man, that big money ain't going to get you there.
Right. Amen.
Hey man, that lottery ticket that you scratched ain't going to buy your way in there.
Right.
The love of money is the root of all evil. Don't be content with your walk with Christ, but be content with what you have in this life.
Right.
The contentment of your heart, amen.
Amen.
Yeah. The contentment of the heart. The Lord knows your heart. He knows when you're content, when you're not. Amen. I pray for things. I pray for spiritual strength, amen. I pray for something I can do for God. And church, I slip up and catch myself all the time. Don't get me wrong. Amen. I see something that I like and I want. Amen. There's a difference in something that you want that you need. Amen. Amen. I see it, but boy, I'd love to have that. Maybe God don't want you to have that. And maybe that one thing can destroy your life. And maybe that one thing will keep me out of heaven one day. That's why you never have it. God loves us. Amen. He wants us to be content with your walk with Him today. He wants you to draw nigh to church. Let me tell you something. Amen. As a pastor, amen, and well, a little time I've been assistant pastor and helping out other churches. We see things. Amen. We see churches. Amen. We see how things go. Amen. And a lot of times people, and I've heard people say this, when they walk out of the church building, they're, boy, I tell you, if he only knew what I really do when I leave here. You know, if he only knew what really goes on at home. Amen. Don't hide from the pastor. I mean, the pastor ain't got nothing to do with what happens when you leave. When you leave this walk of life, the pastor's on the side where you go.
Amen.
Amen. But it's his job to help you get to where you need to be. Amen. Oh, a lot of people are trying to struggle, get everything they can in this world, take it in. Amen. Stock up that account. Stock up that house. Amen. And all the while, they're leaving Christ behind. Amen. They can care less how much they stockpile with God. As long as they got these worldly things. We should lay aside all the worldly things and everything in it and lay off our treasures in heaven. Amen. God's got an offer for you today, church.
Yeah.
Amen. His offer is you follow me. Pick up your cross and follow me. That's an offer that'll never be beat. Now, church, you may think, Caleb, you know, hey, you may have a point. Maybe this message is for me. Hey, maybe I'm not walking as close as the God that I need to be, and I really need to walk just a little bit closer. I want to draw closer to Him, and I want Him to draw nigh to me. And maybe, Caleb, maybe I'm not abiding in Christ. Amen. Maybe you need to start abiding in Him today. Maybe there's something that's keeping you, amen, from doing your full potential with God. Amen. Lay aside this world, church. Give everything that's up in here. You may say, Caleb, boy, that's asking a lot. I've got a lot invested in this world. But brother, let me tell you something. It's already been read. You come into this world naked, surely you will leave the same way. You won't take nothing with you but the life you live. Amen. I'm going to ask you to stand. Eric, give me a song, buddy.